This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The nation risks not being able to pay all of its bills beginning June 5th. A key test this afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, for that debt limit bill the President and House Speaker McCarthy agreed to. The House Rules Committee will take it up. A full House vote expected tomorrow, Wednesday. And at the moment, not everybody's happy with this bill. The AP's Ben Thomas.
Despite long-sought Republican policy changes on food aid and environmental reviews, some conservatives are concerned the deal doesn't cut future deficits enough. Meanwhile, Democrats have been worried about proposed changes to work requirements in programs such as food stamps.
Russia says it stopped 8 drones closing in on Moscow in an attack it blames on Ukraine. And Russia's been continuing its attacks on Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. The AP's Lawrence Brooks with that part of the story.
Russia has launched a pre-dawn air raid on Ukraine's capital, killing at least one person. It sent Kyiv's residents again scrambling into shelters to escape a relentless wave of daylight and nighttime bombardments. Before daylight, the buzzing of drones can be heard above the city, followed by loud explosions as they were taken down by air defense systems.
One person's been detained and they're still looking for another suspect after 9 people were injured when gunfire broke out along a beach boardwalk in Hollywood, Florida on Memorial Day. Some of the injured said to be children. It appears there was some sort of argument between 2 groups before the gunfire. A historic impeachment trial in Texas to determine whether Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton should be permanently removed from office will begin no later than August in the state Senate. Paxton's been dogged by ethical and criminal accusations since taking office in 2015. He's called the investigation that led to his impeachment corrupt and denies wrongdoing. This is AP News. A star of the old hit TV series Route 66 has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta.
Actor George Maharis has died after contracting hepatitis, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Maharis was 94. George Maharis is best known for playing Buzz Murdoch opposite Martin Milner as Todd Stiles on the TV series Route 66. The show followed them as they drove Route 66 in a Corvette convertible and had adventures in a new town each week. Murdoch was a hardened survivor of a rough New York neighborhood, as Maharis was in real life. Maharis quit the show after 3 seasons. It went on for 1 more. He continued acting in films like Sylvia, The Happening, and The Desperados, and had parts on Fantasy Island and Murder, She Wrote. I'm Archie Zarletta.
If you're on the road today, gas is $3.57 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. A month ago, it was $3.61. A year ago, it was $4.61. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.